Can't you just pour it like everybody else?
But there's a Tyrannosaurus Rex in here. It'll complete my dinosaur collection.
You told me you wanted this junk for the high fiber.
Grandma, could you iron the shirt for me? I got a date with Becky Spencer tonight.
Oh. Yeah, I thought Terry Gephardt was your girlfriend.
Well, she is. If I play my cards right, Becky Spencer will be, too.
Oh, you sly dog.
That sly dog better watch out or he's going to wind up neutered.
Grandma, Terry and I have an understanding. We're both allowed to see other people.
Oh, yeah? Is Terry seeing other people?
Why should she? She's got me.
You two-timing lowlife, eat your Dynapuffs.
Oh, now, let Bubba have his fun while he's still young. Before you know it, he'll be tied down to that old ball and chain.
You better not let Naomi hear you talking like that. Where is the old ball and chain?
She's still getting herself together.
When's she gonna finish?
Peter, come on over here and sit down. Sit down, huh? How do you feel, sweetheart?
Like a piece of chewed string.
Oh. I don't want to make you feel better. When I get home from work tonight, what do you say I give you my special hot oil massage?
Mm. You stay out of my Wesson. I'm frying chicken tomorrow.
Oh, baby, that'll be wonderful. Me and my tight little muscles will be holding our breath.
Oh, darn it. I forgot, I gotta work late tonight.
Again? You've worked late every night this week.
Well, overtime means more money for the baby.
Well, I know, but it's also more time that I have to spend all by myself.
Well, I can't help it, sweetheart. I'm still breaking in that new trainee.
Spend more time with that trainee than you do with your own wife.
Hey, there's something green in my cereal.
Oh, here, give me. My Tyrannosaurus Rex. Look, Skeeter. I've been waiting for this little guy for ages.
Well, I hope the two of you will be very happy.
Oh, gosh. Is she going to be like this for 9 months?
Just be glad she's not an elephant. What is taking you so long to break in that new trainee, anyway?
Well, there is more to locksmithing than meets the eye.
And I guess Heather isn't exactly a rocket scientist, huh, Uncle Vint?
Heather?
Yeah, she's the new trainee.
Does your wife know that you've been working late nights with a woman?
No, not exactly.
Uncle Vint thought it'd be best not to tell her.
Well, isn't Uncle Vint the diplomat?
Well, Naomi's been so touchy lately, I didn't want to upset her.
And like Uncle Vint says, what she doesn't know won't hurt her.
Or him.
Catch you later.
Now, Mama, I really don't want you breathing a word of this to Naomi, okay?
Fine by me. It's none of my business.
Okay. Thanks, Mama. Well, I am off to work.
Albeit for me to interfere in my children's life. You're an adult. You can do as you please. Yeah. Hey, get back here. You're forgetting your Binky Bunny lunchbox.
Phil, are you sure you're doing that right?
I was making booties before you had feet. What the hell is Vinton doing out this late? I've never known him to work this long.
Well, a locksmith is just like a doctor, on call 24 hours a day.
Yeah, hope he's not working on his bedside manner.
Miss Harper, I can't find Vinton. I've been calling Quick Keys for an hour and a half, and there is no answer.
Well, he's probably out on the job. It's Friday night. Everybody locks themselves out of their car on Friday night.
Oh, don't make excuses for him. I know perfectly well what is going on.
You do?
Yes. He's staying away from me because of the way I look. I put a quarter of an inch on around my waist. My ankles are all swollen. I'm retaining more water than the Hoover Dam.
We all think positive. You're a good 3 months away from stretch marks.
Oh, my God!
Oh, Naomi, what you're going through is perfectly natural. Oprah did a show on it just last week.
There you go, Isla. What'd she say?
Well, if memory serves, she said that 36.5% of all married men lose interest in their pregnant wives.
I knew it! I knew
it!
Will you stop helping?
Well, fine. If you need me, I'll be in the little girl's room.
Naomi, sweetie, you're getting all upset over nothing.
Nothing is right. Miss Harper Vinton hasn't touched me for 4 days.
Well, see, now that's one of the great things about being pregnant. Men don't bother you.
I want to be bothered. Except he would rather spend his evenings with the new trainee.
Now, that's just your hormones talking, little mother. Now, the two of you run on downstairs and get some rest.
All right. Did you hear that, sweet pea? Your grandmother says it's time for beddy bye.
Well, I'm probably worrying over nothing, too. After all, a man is innocent until he's proven guilty. I ain't got a shred of evidence.
Thelma, look what I found on the washstand. Isn't that Vince's wedding ring?
Whoa. Now it's Exhibit A.
You mean Vince Trainee is a woman?
Yep. Heather. And have you ever known a Heather that wasn't trash?
Well, Thelma, don't jump to conclusions. Just because Vince lost interest in his wife, works late every night with a woman, and leaves home without his wedding ring. Oh, my Lord, he's guilty of sin.
Exactly.
Well, are you going to have a talk with him?
No, I won't have to. I'm just going to give him the look.
What do you mean, the look?
I know my children. All I have to do is give them the look, and they always confess. Once when Eunice was 10 years old, she wouldn't admit that she knocked the head off my lawn jockey with her croquet mallet. All I did was give her the look. The whole story came blubbering out.
Oh, Thelma, that's ridiculous. You can't make someone confess just by looking at them. All right, I took your Teflon muffin tin. I was going to return it.
I rest my case.
Hi, Mama.
Hi, Ola.
Well, Benton, so have you been working all this time?
Well, sure. What else?
I don't know, Vinton. You tell me.
Mama, is there something wrong with your eyes?
No, they're just a little tired from waiting up for my darling son. So, have you and Heather been down at Quick Keys this whole time?
No, we spent half the night at the Ray Motel.
My word?
So, son, tell me all about it.
Well, this little kid locked himself in the bathroom, and we thought we were going to have to drill to get him out. But I left the drill bits in the shop, and by the time Heather got back with him, the little stinker decided to come out on his own.
Oh, well, boys will be boys.
That's what I'm afraid of.
Well, I believe I'll grab me a snack before I hit the old hay.
There. You see, Thelma, it appears your suspicions were groundless.
Don't tell me you fell for that kid locked in the bathroom forgot the drill bits routine. That's the oldest trick in the book.
Well, I would love to pursue this further, but I better get home before the TV station signs off. If Mother hears the Star Spangled Banner, she'll try to stand up.
Well, I guess it's time for me to go in here and turn that look up a notch. Eat up, sweetie. Does a mother's heart good to see her son enjoying her home cooking?
I thought this was from the Colonel.
Well, I took it out of the bucket myself. So, son, now that we're all alone, is there anything that you would like to tell me?
I love you, Mama.
Oh, I'll give up.
Oh, Vinton, you're home! home. Oh, how is my great, big, strong working man?
Oh, Skeeter, I'm beat.
Well, I got something that's going to wake you up. I could go downstairs and put on my leopard skin nightie with the see-through spots.
Oh. No safari tonight, sweetheart. Jungle Jim needs his sleep.
Oh, come on, Buona. This native is restless.
Oh, will you cool it, bimbo of the jungle?
Parvin, your wedding ring, it's gone.
Oh, gee, that's funny. I didn't even notice.
You didn't notice? But that band of gold is the symbol of our love. Where is it?
Well, I don't know, Skeeter. I must have misplaced it.
You've misplaced our love?
Well, I didn't mean to. It's been a long day.
Oh, I knew he didn't love me anymore.
Oh, Skeeter. Skeeter. Oh, pickles. What could I have done with that ring?
Maybe you left it in the bathroom.
Well... Oh, Mama, you found it. Why didn't you say something before?
Because I didn't want Naomi to know the reason you took it off.
You didn't want her to know I was washing my hands?
Just go to bed.
Skeeter, I found our love. It was in the bathroom.
Lord, he's slick.
Knock, knock.
Here, tell Mama I brought your muffin tin back. So, what happened after I left last night?
Oh, I'm so upset over Vinton, I can't even think straight.
That would explain the booty.
Well, hell, I'll just turn them into leg warmers.
I'll see you later, Grandma. I'm going out for lunch.
Oh, yeah? Who's the date du jour?
Terry. But if Becky calls, just say I'm at the library.
I am not going to lie for you, and especially such a flimsy one.
It's not a lie, Grandma. Terry's going to return a book on our way to Burger World. See ya.
I swear? He's just as two-faced as his Uncle Vinton.
Oh, do you still think Vinton's stepping out on Naomi?
I'm sure of it. Things were so chilly between the two of them at breakfast, I couldn't even keep the Pop-Tarts warm.
Miss Harper, where is the ham?
Well, I believe it is in that big pink box that we call the refrigerator. Why?
Oh, I've been so mean to Vinton lately that I decided I'm going to pack a picnic lunch and take it down and surprise him with it at work.
No, you can't.
Why not?
Vinton's too busy for a picnic, and he hates surprises.
Nonsense. You know, I read in Cosmo that you have to do surprising fun things to liven up your marriage. So that's why we're going to have a romantic rendezvous in the mall right next to the petting zoo.
Hola, we gotta get down to that mall and warn Vinton.
Well, what do we do? What do we say?
I don't know. We'll think of something. Main thing is we have got to head Naomi off at the pass before she catches Vinton making one.
Be ready in a jiffy, sir. They don't call us quick keys for nothing. Hey. Heather, get out here quick. This is your lucky day.
What is it, Mr. Harper?
Only an X-240.
Oh, Mr. Harper, an X-240. And you said I wouldn't see more than 3 or 4 of these in my whole entire career.
Must be beginner's luck.
That's what Lloyd said when we had the twins.
Oh, golly. I hope me and Naomi are as lucky as you and your husband. Miles and Giles are just the cutest little Dickenses.
That's Lyle and Kyle. I get them mixed up myself sometimes.
Now, do you know where to find the blank for this?
Top shelf.
That a girl.
Oh, my Lord, this is worse than I thought.
Don't tell me that's the new trainee.
Who else? Looks like she brought all her own equipment.
Hey, here you go.
All right. Now, I'll just put this in here for you. Just like that. Oakle-dokles. Heather, are you ready for your first solo?
Oh, I don't know, an X-240.
Don't worry, I'll be right behind you. Now, goggles on.
Goggles on.
Would you look at this? He's all over her like a cheap suit.
And she is so obvious. You'd think if Vint was going to stray, he would choose someone more suitable.
Oh, no, it's all crooked.
Now, it takes time to master the key game.
Oh, but that was the last blank.
Well, don't worry. There are more in the stock room. I believe they're under a couple of big boxes in the back.
Oh, it'll be just like a treasure hunt.
Well, let's go see what Vinton and Heather Locksmith are up to.
This is all so cheap and tawdry. Can you see anything?
Ooh, baby. I didn't know they were this big.
Well, just handle them one at a time. I mean, you don't want to throw your back out.
Oh, my Lord. I, oh, my, it's Sodom and Gomorrah on the Mall.
Mr. Harper, I'm not sure about getting down on the floor. It's so dirty.
Now, don't you worry. Quick keys will pay the cleaning bill.
This Fitton is rolling around on the floor with some cheap floozy, and the company's picking up the tab.
Oh, Mr. Harper, I think this might be it.
Could you hurry it up? I'm getting a cramp.
Thelma, what is going on?
Well, it sounds like a quickie down at Quick Keys. I gotta put a stop to this.
Miss Harper? Iola! Well, what are y'all doing here?
Why shouldn't we be here? Can't a mother visit her son at work?
Well, sure, but where is Vinton?
Al?
He is out.
He had to leave on in an emergency.
Emergency.
Well, who's minding the store?
Oh, we are.
Us. Well, shoot, what am I going to do with my picnic in front of the petting zoo?
Well, go by yourself.
Feed your food to the animals.
Just stay away from the endangered species.
Hey, what's going on?
Oh, that's Vinton.
No, I don't think so. I think that's the answering machine.
Did somebody open this door?
That is Vinton.
Well, Naomi, you might be right about that.
Mama?
Vinton? You're back from your emergency. Your wife, Naomi, will be so thrilled to see you.
Mama, what is going on here?
That's what I would like to know.
Well, look who'll be going on here. Vinton was all by himself in that storeroom.
I found it, Mr. Harper. I found it.
Except for her.
Good work, Heather.
Don't tell me you're the new trainee.
Now, Naomi, don't get yourself all worked up.
Naomi, you're Vince's wife?
Yeah!
Do you two know each other?
Well, sure. This is Lou Ann's sister. How are the twins, Ed and Fred?
That's Lyle and Kyle. They're fine, and I hear you're expecting. You're not showing at all. Oh.
Well, you certainly got your figure back in a hurry.
Oh, such a lovely reunion. Well, come on. Well, let's get the hell out of here.
Mama, where are you going?
Oh, down to the bakery. I hear they're having a special on humble pie.
Oh, Naomi, it's so nice of you to share your lunch with us.
Oh, I thought it might be more fun to have it at home.
Yeah, more appetizing, too. Nothing worse than a picnic downwind of the llama cage.
You know, with Heather in the shop, I'll be able to have lunch more often. With my favorite girl.
Oh. Mm. You know, baby, we still have 40 minutes before you have to get back to work.
Well, let's not waste one of them.
Oh.
Well, all's back to normal. Let's eat.
That's food. Count me in.
Whoa, Romeo. Oh, I thought you were having lunch with your main squeeze.
Terry stood me up for another guy. Can you believe it?
Well, it serves you right. If you're going to go flitting from flower to flower, you better expect to be treated like a son of a bee.